And now we turn to the crisis in Gaza. Last week, Hamas militias in the Gaza Strip drove out fighters from Fatah, the secular group that used to dominate Palestinian politics. Yesterday, from his stronghold on the West Bank, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas of Fatah denounced Hamas as murderers and terrorists and declared that negotiations were not possible. The split is forcing all of the other players in the Middle East to choose sides. Daoud Kutab is a columnist for several papers, the director of modern media at Al-Quds University, and joins us now from the studios of Amman Net radio station in Jordan. Nice to have you on the program today.
Thank you.
President Abbas and Fatah, the more moderate Palestinian group, have already received pledges of support from Europe, Israel, the U.S. Today, Egypt invited President Abbas, along with leaders from Jordan and Israel, to a regional summit meeting next week, which seems to be a very decisive statement in support for Abbas and Fatah.
Absolutely. I think it's as if everybody's been waiting for this split to happen. It's the worst thing that can happen to the Gazans, but it seems that all the players who've been waiting on the sidelines have finally decided to join in and do something about the situation.
Well, obviously, the invitation to Israel limits the guest list. Egypt and Jordan, of course, have peace agreements with Israel as well. But what about the other Arab states, Saudi Arabia, the Gulf states?
Well, they have a peace plan that the Israelis have yet to accept. The Arab Initiative, which the Saudis are the main backers of, says that they are willing to have normal relations with Israel once the Israelis agree to withdraw to the 67 borders. It doesn't even call for the right to return, but talks about some kind of a settlement of the refugee problem. The Israelis have yet to deal with that, to accept that, or to agree to negotiate. They are saying that it's an interesting proposal that we are willing to talk about, but they have not accepted the main principles in it.
And that explains why the Saudis and the Gulf states are not going to Sharm el-Sheikh next week for this meeting with Israel. But what position are they taking on the Palestinian divide?
Well, for the most part, most Arab countries have sided with the moderate Mahmoud Abbas. One or two countries are kind of neutral. I think Qatar is one of these countries that seems to be neutral on this issue, or maybe slightly leaning towards Hamas. But certainly the Hamas leaders are in a very difficult situation. Even their Syrian supporters, where their headquarters or their main leader is based, are sending signals that they are not happy with what they did. So they're in a big pickle there. They don't know what to do. The PA just made a decision that all passports have to be now issued from Ramallah, not from Gaza. So they're in a really tight spot politically, financially. They're not going to be able to govern in a proper way unless they rescind what they did and apologize to the Palestinian people, as Mahmoud Abbas has requested.
Which they're not likely to do, or at least not anytime soon. Are they getting support from Iran?
I don't think so. I haven't heard anything from Iran. The Iranians are in big troubles with the U.S. and the rest of the world. I don't think that they have too much space to give to Hamas now. But even if they did, I don't think it's going to help them much.
We're talking with Daoud Kutab, director of the Institute of Modern Media at Al-Quds University from Amman, Jordan. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And after Hamas drove Fatah out of Gaza, Fatah forces in the West Bank have retaliated. Over the past couple of days, we've seen statements from Hamas leaders saying that they will take the battle to the West Bank if that continues.
There has been some skirmishes here and there, and there has been certainly statements by Hamas that their people are being harassed in the West Bank. But right now we have an emergency government headed by a very respected independent person, Dr. Salam Fayyad. The majority of the members of the new government are not from Fatah, and I don't believe that there is any conscious decision to really attack people from Hamas unless they are planning or conspiring to do anything against the Palestinian Authority or against the emergency government. I haven't seen any major problems there. There has been a few problems here and there, but mostly it has been quiet.
And the situation of Hamas in Gaza, we've seen the last couple of days there was sort of a hiatus there for a little while, as I guess everybody paused to exhale for the first time in a few days. But we've seen rockets launched from Gaza into Israel. We've seen the first attacks from Israel into Gaza since Hamas took completely over.
Well, there is no more internal Palestinian conflict. Hamas has won decisively. The Fatah have not put up a fight. Some say they didn't want to have a bloodlet, but there is no internal fighting anymore. And Hamas, I think, is trying to send a message using the rockets to the Israelis that they should not try to trap them for a long time, that they need to take them seriously and to deal with them on issues of borders or on issues of humanitarian support. Until now, the Israelis have publicly said that they will not cut off electricity and water supplies. But all other goods and the tax, the customs authorities by the Israelis have said they will not deal with Gaza. The Egyptians have also said some really nasty things about the Hamas. They don't want an Islamic mini-state, they said, on their northern borders. So Hamas is in trouble on the long term unless they do something, and they are trying maybe to get the Israelis to take them more seriously.
And do something. Obviously, Egypt is in an extremely important position. As you mentioned, Hamas, which is a sort of derivative of the Muslim Brotherhood, which is, of course, the biggest rival to the government in Egypt. Of course, they're not going to be too happy about that. Will they, though, cut off the smuggling tunnels that have been used, not only to get men and weapons into Gaza, but also, cigarettes, anything else that could be taxed?
Yeah. Apparently, the Egyptians, they pulled out all their diplomats out of Gaza. They re-established their diplomatic office in Ramallah instead of Gaza. And they've made some very strong statements against what happened. So I presume that they will tighten up their borders and try to stop the smuggling. But, nobody has ever been able to stop smuggling anywhere in the world completely. Mm-hmm. People always are one step ahead of the attempts to stop smuggling. But I think they will stop the major smuggling and we'll see what happens. I'm not sure.
Also, there are groups besides Hamas. Obviously, they drove Fatah out, but there are other groups still active in Gaza, including the group that's holding the Alan Johnston, the BBC reporter, has now been held for longer than 100 days. Hamas just the other day said we'll get him out in a day or two. What's going on?
Well, let's say all the groups to the left of Hamas, if one can say that, to the center and left, have all been against Hamas, what they've done. The Popular Front for Liberation of Palestine, Democratic Front, even Islamic Jihad have been really critical of the coup that the Hamas did. There is this big tribe or big family headed by Mumtaz Dugmush, who at one time were mercenaries, mm-hmm. doing contract work, once for Fatah, once for Hamas, but seem to have, become an Islamic, a really radical Islamic group. One of their members was killed a few days ago, probably by Hamas, and they're now, upset at that. And they're also afraid that once Johnston is released, that different groups who have revenge, things with them would attack them. So they're trying, I think, to extract some kind of protection after that he's released.
Yeah, but isn't this up to Hamas now if they're going to act like
It's absolutely up to Hamas, and Hamas has a few tests to prove. They need to prove that they can govern. They need to prove that they do have security. They also need to show tolerance to different opinions other than theirs. Otherwise, the attacks at them that they're going to create an Islamic mini-state would be true. They're saying it's not an Islamic mini-state, that they still accept Abbas as the president, but it's still a problem with them dealing with the opposition. Mm.
Daoud Kutab, thanks very much for your time today. Appreciate it.
You're most welcome.
Daoud Kutab, Director of Modern Media at Al-Quds University. He joined us from the studios of AmmanNet Radio in Jordan. Tomorrow at Science Friday, Ira Flatow will be here. We'll talk to you again on Monday. I'm Neil Conan. It's Talk of the Nation from NPR News.